You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Woo! It's time for a quickie. Hello. Welcome back to the Horny Housewife Podcast. It's quickie number 3. Today you're getting some technique tips, wax play 101, wax play for beginners, intro to wax play, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, you know what? I was really doing my homework with this one and I, you know, Beducated's my go-to frequent resource and online as well. And I will, you know, have more than one source so I can get a wider perspective. And I love reading forums on Reddit as well to hear, you know, it not just being like a formal article that's trying to teach you something. That's great. I need that. Hell yeah. But also I want to hear people's experience and what worked for them, what didn't work for them, their tips at home, especially if it's something that I'm new to. So kind of like the fisting course and, you know, other things where I've told you, hey, I haven't partaken. But, you know, I got a lot of good feedback of like you relayed the how-to effectively. Winner, winner, chicken dinner over here. And that makes me feel good. I'm like, okay, I try. Maybe you will be like, oh, I want to try wax play, which in the beginning I was like, not my thing. Probably, you know, I like ice. I like the sensations, but I don't really know if that's something we do. My husband's too OCD. Cleanliness is important. And what if wax like flakes off and gets into the carpet and then it's going to be in his head the whole time? I don't know. But after doing my homework, I'm like, I want to try this. I want to try. It sounds sexy. And anyone who likes any, a little bit, like you want to be spanked, you know, the pain goes away and the pleasure is what's at the forefront. You might want to try wax play. So yeah, stay tuned. And I act like this is a full hour and you have to wait. This is supposed to be like a 15 to 30 minute episode. We might be pushing 30 with this one, but that's okay. That's fun. The first thing I wanted to talk about, I guess this is kind of like the girlies are going to jive with me, but regardless, men, we're enlightening you. And I'm sure you've heard it from your wife. If you have a wife who sometimes feels like it's hard to penetrate, maybe you're a transplant, you know, you're not from where you're at. And so that is a challenge, I will say. You know, I lived in Texas the majority of my life. I did move when I was, you know, running away from a bad relationship. I think I was like 22. I was 22 because I was 22 and then 23. And it was like a year, but I was both ages there. I went to Nashville. And although my mother, it was torture for her, for me to be so far away and in the state that I was in, like not the state like Tennessee, like the mental state that I was in. And looking back for me, one of the most transitional, important, monumental, a low point in my life, a million, quadrillion percent. I was incredibly self-destructive. We are off topic right now. I was wildly wild and self-destructive, but the experiences and the stories I have and the moments and the places I went and the people I spoke to and the music that I got to hear and be present in the room with and watching stars be born, like it was intoxicating. Okay. It was an insane fucking year. I'll tell you that. What was the point of this? Wow, making friends. Okay, well, I made a lot of friends, but I was on my own, single. And when it's just me, when I'm left in my own devices, I bond with people. Like, that isn't difficult for me. You know what I find difficult now, though? Like, when everything feels so stable, like right now in my life, stable. But I mean, like, this is what I'm in, like my family, like that is what's going on in my life. And that is my number one priority. I'm not sitting here missing the party. Does that make sense? I'm not here longing to be doing, having a different priority. Like, yeah, I have goals I want to fucking crush and meet. But for some reason, I don't look at this chapter as my social chapter. Does that make sense? I think I will have another social chapter. Mommy, yes. My son's going to be 18 and I will be 45. Okay. The fun is coming, baby. And I still fucking have a great time. But there's a time and a place. There's a time and a place is the point. And that is not my priority social hour. Now, have I had to be intentional about like going to book club, like making sure I'm getting out of the fucking house and talking and mingling with other women and bonding and powwow and getting to be a bitch and talk some shit and giggle, drink wine, be silly, like that the estrogen is flowing. Oh my God. When I'm around another woman that I feel safe to be myself with, oh, feels lovely, feels great. Makes me sad because I don't have that here. And the people I would consider closest to me that are like sisters to me live 5 hours away. So I hope that the way, you know, as our children get older, as my stepson, like when he goes to college, I'll probably get to go back to being by the people that mean the most to me. And I, of course, have shared these feelings with my husband. I mean, he knows me. He knows I miss my friends. I wish I got to do all the things that I thought I would as a little girl, right? Like, we're going to raise our kids together and then our kids will be friends. And that makes me sad. But I know that that's just how life goes, right? It doesn't go like, fuck, I look back at my childhood, what you think life's going to look like and then what it looks like. Oh my gosh. You know, you have no fucking clue. But I will say I'm jealous of the women that they are here and they have their friends, their rocks, their sisters. And I find it so incredibly hard to me. I'm working on this in therapy. It's almost like an impossibility. Like I have a limiting belief. Like I don't believe that I could find a female friend that I would trust or have the same, like I would never have that kind of bond with them because it would be too new. Like I don't even believe it exists, which now I guess takes it from my reality. Oh my God, she's having therapy in the quickie. All of this to say is fringe moms. What's a fringe mom? It's a mom who, I'm not defining myself as a fringe mom. I think that it's a term we can relate to. Like let's not categorize ourselves. I know there's some TikTok videos like I am a fringe mom. And it's kind of like the woman at the baseball field is talking shit about how the other women like don't let her in. But I'm like, you're sitting in that chair at that baseball field, holding your phone up to your face, recording yourself, talking shit about the women sitting 20 feet away from you. Or like, you know what I mean? It's like when they see that, yeah, they're not going to think you're cool. They're going to be like, what the fuck? So maybe they're not going to share things with you because they don't know if you're going to run to social media. You know what I mean? And that wasn't a diss to anyone who says, well, I'm a fringe mom because I relate. And I think there are a group of women out there who will also relate of just feeling whether you're a transplant or whether maybe it's just your personality. Sometimes people can have a personality where another person finds it intimidating. And really that other person, me, is feeling insecure, is feeling like, oh, like, you know, they already have a group of friends. And so why would they want another new friend? And what a shitty way to look at it. But I'm being vulnerable. And I think that I'm not the only one. So maybe it sounds really like, wow, like that is insecurity. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people also struggle with that. If I had a group of women sitting with me and I asked, raise your hand if you would think the older you get, the harder it is to find true friends, every bitch would be raising her fucking hand. Every bitch would be raising her hand because it is. Life seems to become like, I don't know. For me, I'm pickier because I don't have any time to waste. Does that make sense? Like I'm not trying to just hang to hang. Before it was everybody. And I guess I was more loving and accepting, but now I'm more judgmental. But I think it's, what do I want in the picture? What do I want in the picture? How close do I want it to me? And is that like, oh, well, that's transactional. You only want to be around someone who's giving you something. And I think it's actually, I mean, The word selfish isn't always a bad thing to me, but I think I would want to be around someone who holds the same standard of wanting to be around people that feed them, that make them, they feel good when they're around them. They appreciate their perspective, enjoy their perspective, relate to their perspective, whatever it may be, but you respect this person. And there are some things about certain people that make me lose respect for them. Oh, and I guess I could ask myself, like, who the fuck am I? Like, we're all goddamn fucking humans. So what? I can't be a human. And you're going to be like, I don't want to be around that. It does sound hypocritical, doesn't it? And maybe it is like a new friend thing, like an insecurity thing, because if it was your best friend and they fucked up or flubbed, right? You wouldn't be like, you wouldn't question the relationship. You wouldn't. So what is it? Why do us as women have, really, really high standards? Like, maybe we shouldn't be trying to compare them or make them, they need to fit into this mold, right? We remove the expectations and like ask ourselves why, what is the fear attached to letting someone in? For me, it's like, oh no, now I'm going to have standards to uphold. Like, now I'm going to have to show up for them. And I'm not able to show up for them in the way that I think they deserve or need or are going to want from me. That's me being honest. When you're in the season I'm in, and I know there's a lot of mommies out there that are like, yes, like, I'm either going to respond to your text right away or 3 to 5 business days later. Like, I have a six-year-old. Okay. And circling back, we're getting email. The men are like, fast forward. When does she say wax? Hold on. We have an important point to hit that I haven't. Okay. That was me getting a little personal with it. Okay. But what is a fringe mom technically is a mom who really feels on the outskirts. She's not getting invited places. Okay. I'm the one that's denying invitations because I want to sit at home and cook dinner, a meal that I really love to eat, and have a glass of wine, smoky a little weed, maybe read my book and go to bed. But by TikTok definition, a fringe mom, she's getting iced out. Okay. She is, like I mentioned with the person making a story saying she's a fringe mom 10 feet away from the women that she's, you know, alleging that are icing her out. So, you know, that isn't a bonding, like, that would put someone on the defense. And to any moms who really feel that way, they feel like they're being just shut out. Let's take a moment to really ask yourself, because there are some women who are wrongfully iced out. When maybe other women, not maybe. We as women, I'm putting myself in here. I'm not talking shit about a specific type of women. We can all be insecure. We can feel threatened by one another. We can feel intimidated. We can feel, you know, insecure. And there are some women who can't take it. The insecure starts to seep out of their pores and they reek of, I feel threatened by this person. They're like a cat that got all, and then the girl hasn't even scammed on her man, okay? Like, wrongfully iced out, judging a book by its cover. And you know what? That same girl, once they get to know each other, be best fucking friends. I mean, if you know, insecure girl can grow, if she can have a moment of like, what the fuck am I doing? Okay, that's, society has penetrated you and pitted us against each other. No more. Okay, we have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And people will show their colors, but then there are other girls where they got a taste. And as women, we are intuitive. Like, we don't need to have to go, you know, raw. We don't need to go out together one night for me to know what kind of bitch you are. I'm just going to say it. I just said don't judge a book by its cover, but I'm saying if you exchange words, it doesn't take long for you to get a feel if that person is a certain type of person. And if you can't read it, then you keep giving the benefit of the doubt. You go to lunch, you go to coffee, you chit chat, you sit by each other, you come over here, you know, you make nice. If it blossoms, blossoms. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it's your acquaintances, your friend, whatever. Okay. But there are some women who, and maybe check yourself if you're one of them. Sometimes I feel like these type of women don't have the ability to do that. Here's me talking shit about, you know, a fellow girly, but there's shitty people of all kinds, okay? There's shitty people just exist, male, female, whatever, okay? So ask yourself, are you a shitty person? Are you the kind of person, are you the person who will fuck their husbands or the baseball coach? Are you the person who is going on social media and talking bad about them and then expecting them to maybe never find out and then like make nice there? Are you the person who's mean to their kids? Are you the person whose kid is mean to their kids? This could be y'all's kids' issue and you don't even know and your kid sucks and you need to find out and have a little talky talk that that's not how you treat other people's friends. This is not a personal story. I'm sounding so personal. These are all just situations that I'm creating that you know are fucking going down out there. Okay? So yeah, I'll leave it at that. Let's move on. The guys are like, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, this is what comes with having a podcast with a growing female audience, but still a predominantly male audience. And that's a lot like marriage where you have to compromise. Okay. We need a little something for everybody. Shit. Last week, anal play. I'm sure some of the girlies were like, Jordan, please don't bring the butthole up. We don't have to make this the point of focus now. Jeesh. Why'd you do that to us? You're putting on the pressure. And I did it. So let us talk a little shit about each other. Okay. Wax play 101. Wax play 101. First things first. This is not going to be any motherfucking candle. So wax play, wax. Wax. And I'll tell you why people like this in a second. But you just don't forget that you just don't get to pick a candle. We're going to get specific temperature, what kind of candle, la, 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 la. But yeah, don't be thinking you can go get the smelly good downstairs. You'll have a bad time. It won't be a good time. Okay, so what is wax play? Technically, it is sensation play. So that makes sense, right? Temperature play and edge play all at once. It can be the sensation, you know, feeling something warm on your skin, on your body, the visual of watching it drip, that can activate arousal, the pain, a little bit of pain that doesn't feel bad because of the arousal. You're enjoying it. You're liking it. It's kinky. Anticipation. You're anticipating. You have heightened focus. That's erotic. If you're into being submissive, being dominant, like the submissive will love this and the dominant is in control. It can be used as air quotes punishment or teasing. It doesn't have to be used as power play either. It could be more sensual and like a part of a massage. They have massage candles that have a really low melting point, doesn't hurt when it makes contacts with the skin. So it doesn't have to be something that's just associated with like being more kinky and having the little pain part, dominant part in it. It could be sensual, romantic. It could be a warm wax, not a hot wax. And you're always, always going to want to use a soy-based candle, but they make candles for this purpose. You can go on Love Honey, use my code Housewife10, get a discount. You will find candles. They have everything on Love Honey. But yeah, foolproof. You'll get instructions. You'll get temperature guidelines. If not, I'm going to tell you some temperature guidelines. But when you get that candle, it's made for this experience. So that's the route I would go. But if you are just wanting to go shop where you could find candles, a soy candle is what you're going to want to get. Avoid dyed, scented, metallic, stearin-based candles. Now, because you're literally playing with fire, it's got to melt somehow, you need to be safe. You have to take certain precautions. I would keep a cool cloth nearby. There were articles that said a fire extinguisher. Like, do I really want to do this? You're going to be fine, but better safe than sorry. So have a wet cloth or whatever if you dropped the candle and were a dumb fuck. Don't be a dumb fuck and play with fire. Be focused, intentional. Make sure there's nothing flammable like right next to you. Like, don't be a dumbass is basically. If you have a sex blanket, get on that bad boy. You could put a plastic sheet down. I know that sounds not sexy, but if you're the kind of person who's like, if you're going to massage them with oil, like you don't want to get oily and wax everywhere, and it just kind of keeps it contained. So for the people that want it like that, there are some tips. Test first. So when you're experimenting, test the wax on a less sensitive area of the body first. So we don't, burn her areola off. Okay. Start with the back and the shoulders. Slowly move to the more sensitive areas, such as going to the inner thighs and the stomach. Again, not like, oh, that's good on your shoulder. Okay, spread your labia open. Let me get that clit. Okay, let's break it up. I would say no wax on the clit, period. Okay, did Jordan say put wax on the clit, spread your labia, put wax? No, I didn't. Don't do that. That was me being funny. Mommy was being funny. Another tip, the further away from the skin, the safer. So drip the wax from a higher level rather than a low level. Like, you don't have to like stand up, or if you want to stand up on the bed, you can, or on the floor, wherever you're at. But just like, don't have it next to her pouring out like that, okay? And it's more erotic and sexier if it's kind of like falling into a drip. Communicate. This could be nerve-wracking. Like, if whether you're using it as power play or you're just being sensual, it can be nerve-wracking. So discuss. If either of you feel uncomfortable, communicate about it. Have a safe word. Whatever. Have fun with it. Find what erogenous zones or zones you didn't know were erogenous zones. What feels good? Like in the inner thighs, on your breast. Experiment. Also, going back to products. So you may have seen massage candles advertised, and there's a difference between massage candles and wax play candles. So texture-wise, they're different. Wax play candles have a harder texture, and massage candles melt into a spreadable fluid. So if you kind of want to ease into wax play, massage candles is a great starting place. Softer texture, it contains oil that's designed to be rubbed and absorbed into the skin. And it'll be moisturizing, nourishing, like a shea butter vibe. And wax play candles, like specific to wax play, which is what we are talking about, that wax is meant to harden and be removed. So it's not going to be like spread around sensual. Like if you are going wax play, then be specific on what you purchase. Whatever y'all's goal is as a couple in this wax play session will determine which product is best for you. So zero hate to the massage candles. I think that is probably the more popular. Have a sensual massage scene. You're still exploring the sensations of wax, still exciting, still erotic. So discuss which one you want to go with. Maybe you want to start with one. And if that really turns you on, you can try something else. You know what I can do? I can put a few links. I'll put a few links of some products in the episode notes to make it easy. A massage candle and wax candle, really affordable ones. I'm not going to put something insane. They're all like, one of them's $9. One's 14. One's 28. 28's the most expensive, but there's an $8 option. So I'll link those up for you. I hope you enjoyed this how-to. Doesn't sound difficult, as intimidating as just if you had never heard of this and you're like, wax play, what? It wasn't as brutal as you thought. You're like, oh, something new to try. Sex experiments. What's the worst that can happen? I guess That was a dark question. I guess it could. Well, I lost my home, Jordan. That'd be terrible. Okay, I hope you liked today's episode. Leave 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Write a review. Leave a rating on Spotify. Make sure you're following, subscribed to the show. Shop new merch at thhmerch.com. Ask a listener question. Please hit me, guys. I need some more questions. They've been coming a little slower. Write in. TheHornyHousewifePodcast.com. Ask anonymously, and I will see y'all on Monday.